Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, we had some pretty heavy storms yesterday for a while, kind of an early start. Despite the morning cloud cover, we had a few storms as early as the noon hour and then really picked up between about 1 and 3 p.m., and then that was just about it. But we got a few rainfall amounts in the beltway of 295 on about all sides that were very heavy in parts of eastern Duval County, as much as 2 to 2.5 inches of rain in a short period of time. And, of course, then there were other areas like the International Airport that picked up only a third of an inch of rain. But you get into these patterns during the wet season, and it all ends up averaging out generally over time, as there's just so many heavy thunderstorms each day that manages to space it out pretty evenly in the end. And we'll see that again today with sunshine this morning giving way to the afternoon storms. Highs will reach the lower 90s. There'll be localized flooding threat, frequent lightning. So keep an eye to the sky, and it's more of the same through the weekend, especially tomorrow afternoon. We'll still reach about 90 degrees, and then we'll get the afternoon storms. Now, by Sunday, there will be a little bit of a more southeasterly flow of winds at the surface, and that should allow for most of the shower and thunderstorm activity in the afternoon to be concentrated inland versus the beaches. That may end up being the best beach day from a storm standpoint, but still, keep an eye to the sky and realize lightning can travel nearly 10 miles from its parent cloud. And then we'll continue with afternoon showers and storms early next week on Monday and Tuesday with some locally heavy downpours. So for the beaches today through the weekend, again, eye to the sky for that lightning and the storm potential this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. It appears as though it'll be more inland than on Sunday. Water temperatures are generally in the lower 80s, not quite as warm as they were a few weeks ago, and that's because of a little bit of upwelling that's occurred, so that's not bad. It's still in the low 80s, so it's still quite mild, quite warm, but not the real toasty water temperatures that we had a couple of weeks ago. Surf will average about 2, maybe an occasional 3-footer, so generally a low to perhaps moderate rip current risk. But remember, there can be rip currents at any time. And sunburn times will be down around 10 to 15 minutes between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. So sunscreen, lots of it, plenty of water and maybe some Gatorade. Make sure you get those electrolytes getting in your system as well. Otherwise, the weekend it will be starting out with the sunshine in the morning hours and then the higher storm chances in the afternoon as we head through your Saturday and Sunday. In the tropics, still nothing cooking over the Atlantic basin, although we do have a sharp eye on a couple of fairly active tropical waves over the eastern Atlantic that may have some long-term potential. More on that in Talking the Tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.